I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. In a few minutes, journalists inside the story and waistlines that hang way below the waist. But first, here with me now is independent music critic Christian Bordahl. Christian, the band you've brought for us today is called My Morning Jacket. That's M-O-R-N Jacket. They have a new record out called It Still Moves, and they hail from the great musical state of Kentucky. I'm guessing, though, this is not bluegrass.
No, it is not bluegrass, although maybe I should start bringing in some bluegrass records. Now, this band, the music is kind of hard to describe without throwing a lot of labels at it. They wear their influences pretty openly. In fact, when I first heard the record, I thought they were older than they are. If their press release is to be believed, they're in their mid-20s, and they recently signed with a major label, so I guess that's probably true. But I assumed, listening to the music, that they were guys in their late 30s that never quite got over their 1970s musical influences. I don't mean that in a bad way. Maybe I should just play you a track and you can see what I'm talking about.
And that song is called Dance Floors?
Yeah, that tune in particular, I think, showcases the southern rock side of their sound. And the singer's high, sort of wobbly tenor also reminds me a lot of Neil Young and that loose kind of 70s rock thing. And they have a lot of psychedelic kind of spacey jams on the record, and the tunes are all drenched in reverb.
Reverb, like they recorded this at the bottom of a silo somewhere.
Yes, which may well be, since the album was recorded at the band's home studio, which happens to be on the family farm of guitarist Johnny Quaid. Jim James, who's the lead singer, produces the band, and he apparently loves reverb. So, along with using various effects boxes, they also achieve reverb effects by recording tracks in very live spaces like a silo.
But it does give it that retro sound.
Yeah. But when you use a lot of reverb, like these guys do, you will also lose the immediacy of the sound. Like you said, it sounds almost like a voice is traveling through a long empty tunnel or a silo before it gets to you. It's almost a sort of ghostly effect. So when I listen to this record, it sort of conjures up, I don't know, empty old southern plantation houses or people wandering alone at night through foggy swampland or something.
All right, well, we'll give them another shot here, another cut from My Morning Jacket.
Absolutely.
People always told me that bars are dark and lonely, and talk is often cheap and filled with air. Sure, sometimes they thrill me, but nothing could ever chill me like the way.
That track is called Golden.
Is there a story, Christian, about how My Morning Jacket manages to get all the way from a little farmstead in Kentucky to a major record label?
The band put out two self-produced records, and the first of those records caught the attention of a Dutch rock critic who wrote them up. And there was a kind of domino effect, and they ended up on a bunch of critics' top 10 lists over there. So before anyone had even really heard them here in the States, they were playing to packed club dates in Holland and Belgium. And then when they came back to the States, they did a lot of touring. They were supporting headliners. They did some dates with Bob Dylan and the Foo Fighters. And they have a reputation as a great live band, and they impressed a lot of the labels, and they got a lot of interest, and they ended up signing to Dave Matthews' label, which is called Ato, and it's distributed by RCA, which is a major label, so this is their major label debut.
The band is My Morning Jacket. The new record is It Still Moves. Christian Bordahl is our independent music critic here on Day to Day. Christian, thanks for coming in.
It's always a pleasure.
You always told me.